Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Creator Spotlight here on the Spotlight on Fightful. I am Steven Jensen, joined as always by Jeremy Lambert. And our guest today is the CEO of Action Wrestling. We have Matt Griffin on the show. Matt, how you doing, man? Thank you for joining us.
I am killing it. It's been an awesome month, and I got a show coming up on Friday. So it's been busy. I feel exhausted already, and we're not even there yet, but I feel great.
Yeah, well, you know, so first off, I'll start this off by saying, I don't know how many of our interviews you've seen. We've interviewed a lot of talent that you've promoted and worked with, you know, a lot of people in the Southeast, but I mean, really all over the independent scene. But you're somebody, I've said it many times on this show, I have a list of people that I'm like chipping through that I've wanted to get on the show for a while. Since me and Jeremy started it like 2 years ago, and you've been on my list for like 2 years now. And the only reason it hasn't happened yet is just the timing. And it was like, okay, Action Forever's coming up. This is perfect. Action Dean just happened. This is perfect. The timing was right. But just so you know, Matt, I've been in your orbit for a while, but thank you for finally joining the show today. We wanted you for a while.
Well, I appreciate that. It's good to be on a list and be wanted. Yeah, I love to be able to discuss with people who, you know, watch the shows and are very in tune with the indie scene. So I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Yeah, I will. Thank you once again for joining us. And just right off the top, I want to just get the conversation started off by asking you about Action Dean, because that show was a massive success. I'm not just blowing smoke. I said this on the Weekender podcast over on Fightful Select when I was reviewing. I did a whole GCW collective review, and then I did a separate review of kind of the Guy WTV, kind of the other stuff that wasn't collective related. And I said my favorite show of the entire WrestleMania weekend, outside of WrestleMania Night 2, because my boy Cody Rhodes finally, you know, finished the story. Outside of that, my favorite show of the entire weekend was Action Dean. So congratulations, and what's the feedback that you've been getting from that show?
Well, thank you. It's interesting. There's people who have a variety of opinions. Most of the praise has been great from people who are real hardcore fans. A lot of real hardcore fans who go back years and understand, you know, who Dean Rasmussen even was and what he represented and what Death Valley Driver was, and that the show was basically a compilation love letter to the tape trading days of the late 90s, early 2000s. People who understood it was going to be a variety show, really, really loved it. And the people who got it really loved it. And the people even who didn't get it at least liked it. It was very rewarding to see the experience, and I don't think it sunk in until I was on the ride back with two of the guys from the show, and I'm looking at the hashtag and all these tweets just going down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that's just flattering. Show of the weekend, show of the year, show of the decade, all this stuff. Yes, it's all hyperbole, but it's very rewarding to see, you know, especially when you're just starting to come down on that adrenaline high. And, you know, when you run a show, you know, I never got into the ring. There's nothing I can do. I can only book wrestlers who I believe will deliver and put them in a position to succeed. And they killed it. They made me look like, you know, it's the wrestlers who make me look like I'm an incredible promoter and booker. That's really it. So it's been awesome.
I got a couple questions about Action Dean, but the first one I'm going to ask is, do you know if Tony Khan has finally watched this show?
I would love to know if he has. I should, one of my partners in the show, I need to ask if he's, if Tony needs a comp of Blu-ray or if he's got the IWTV subscription, promo code Action. I would be interested in, that was hilarious. Cause Steven, until you sent it to me, I did not know that happened. And it was about what, 2:30 in the morning when I was in a bar after the ICW show that Friday night. I know that he was very aware of the show for reasons that I won't go into, but I know he's very aware of the show. Which is cool. I mean, he's, you know, one of the top guys of importance in the business, and I want him to look at the talent. You know, I want him to see our wrestlers on there, and you know, you never know what can happen. We have plenty of wrestlers that I used go on to sign contracts and be on AEW TV. So, you know, that's not a far-fetched thing for somebody to see a match and get other opportunities, because there are a few wrestlers on the show who got other opportunities off of that show. And I know this. So that's, yeah. That's good to hear.
That's awesome. That's all. And yeah, that was, so basically what Matt's talking about is like when the show, and Jeremy was kind of brought this up, but what happened is after Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, Tony Khan was doing his post-fight. I always call it the post-fight scrum because I used to like the UFC doing it. But they did the post-fight scrum for Supercard of Honor. And he was asked a question about CMLL because Danielson versus Blue Panther had just happened. And he brought it up himself and basically said, you know, I was a big fan of CMLL. I used to discuss it on message boards back in the day. And I, due to my work schedule, which I thought was so funny, you said that due to my work schedule, you know, I wasn't available to make it to Action Dean because he was obviously promoting AEW and Ring of Honor shows as well. But Tony Khan gave y'all a real stamp of approval there. That was really cool to hear him say that. And then I posted about it. Matt saw it, and I thought it was just, it was really cool that you guys got that moment kind of in front of the entire wrestling world with him bringing that up.
It was very cool. It's, you know, things like that only help our show and what we're trying to do. You know, we are independent level, which is what you're doing yourself. You know, I'm off in the, you know, I'm going to be one tomorrow, setting up the ring. I'm going to be, you know, I've got a ring, I've got a trailer, I've got a truck. We got to go ahead and do that. Yes, I have lots of help, but you're setting up chairs, you're setting up concessions. That's very much how independent wrestling is. So anytime you have somebody who not only is aware of it, hopefully will watch it, but will take the time to tell others about it, that's a big deal. And Tony, you can slide into the DMs right there if you're hiring.
On the subject still of Action Dean, I want to know like when this started to come together, because I was telling you off air, and I've said this on air as well, my two favorite shows, like non-WWE, was Bloodsport and Action Dean, because they were different than anything else from WrestleMania weekend. Bloodsport is obviously the hybrid MMA stuff. Action Dean, like top to bottom, every match was something different. Oh, you want like a cool kind of technical match? Here is Slim J at a Priest. Here's a dog collar match. Here is Matt Mikowski against a luchador. Like, it's something different.
Yeah, yeah, surprise appearance.
Yeah, like it's something different all throughout the card. So, and you don't always get that with WrestleMania weekend, which is a lot of here's a dream match, here's a five-star match type of thing. So I want to know when the idea of this like kind of really came together and when you started mapping this whole card out.
So I've got to give credit for for the concept 100% to my partners, Eric Ritz with Segunda Caída, and Phil Schneider. He writes for The Ringer, among other things. Both have been longtime Death Valley driver, as in decades, people. I was approached about a year and a half ago, and there was an idea, and you know, WrestleMania wasn't even announced for Philly yet. It was like, well, we got to do it there. So the initial idea, and Daniel Maccabi actually alludes to it in his promo, it was to do Ishikawa versus Daisuke Ikeda on basically a battle arts match, in an actual battle arts style match in America. That was the deal. Basically, both men are older and too beat up. It's something they discussed, and it was decided not to do it, but there was a lot of other ideas that Bill and Eric had. So we kind of put our brains together and made a lot of different stuff work. Obviously, I had a lot of influence that I had a lot of my guys. They had a lot of contacts from doing various interviews and being around the business for decades. So it was kind of a big melting pot of ideas, which was great. And like, okay, we're able to go ahead and have access to Dr. Cerebro. That's fucking insane. How do we not do this? Like, that's, to me, Gringo versus Cerebro was like the most underrated, under the radar match, because I'm promoting it and I could not believe that I was actually promoting it. That was the most underrated match of the entire weekend going in. And then coming out, of course, Mad Dog Connolly and Damus like literally just destroyed themselves, and the casualty count was five chairs. There were five chairs completely destroyed to the point they were unfixable. I counted because I did go ahead and replace them for the next night, H2O hosting ICW. So that was hilarious. Yeah, it was a great thing, and yes, I'm fully aware that it was a 3.5+ hour show. I don't care because it's the one time all year that I'm going to do it, and I don't run 3-hour shows. But yes, we're putting on a 12-match show, but there's a reason, and I think it's a fairly good reason. Like, it's a kind of a giant yearbook of a show, like a compendium, as opposed to like a A to Z type of show that a normal promotion might run.
Now,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You mentioned go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry. There was a little bit of a connection. Oh, go ahead.
That's okay. But to fully answer the question, Phil and Eric and I stayed in touch. And then when Philadelphia came, when that was announced, I was like, well, I assume that H2O and IWTV are going to do something. So, I have a good relationship. I really like Matt Tremont, great guy. And then eventually he did set it up and kind of set out the terms, and, I was fortunate enough to get up. It was a Thursday night slot at 8:00. It was very competitive. There were some great shows there. There was some talent who he couldn't get because they were going to be elsewhere. There was some talent who declined some wacky ideas. As crazy as the show was, some of the concepts that were initially thought of were even insaner.
Okay, I mean, we got to know what those are, Matt.
Because I definitely have ideas that I want to use in the future. I would happily tell. I don't mind talking about the Ishikawa Ikeda Battle Arts match, because that's pretty much not going to happen now, just because they're older, they're beat up, and travel from Japan is taxing. So that's something I don't mind. But some of the other ideas I don't want to tell because I would love to be able to. I keep ideas in the back of my head for a very long time. I'd love to be able to make some of those come true.
That's fair. Now, something we've just talked about on the Action Dean show, one of the matches that I saw people talking about the most coming out of it, Jeremy alluded to it, you brought it up as well, was Mad Dog Connolly over Damus. That dog collar match was, you know, Mad Dog Connolly is someone who has been on my radar for a while, but it feels like he really had a big breakout weekend because of this Action Dean show, that performance. Now, this is going to be airing on Thursday, so the news is out as of last night, or as of in real time, about to happen any minute, but everyone who's watching this last night, Mad Dog Connolly is the final entrant to the Scenic City Invitational Tournament. And can you speak on kind of the decision of putting Connolly in the tournament and the feedback you've gotten from that dog collar match?
Well, I first off, I kind of likened Connolly's WrestleMania weekend to PCO in 2018. One match, an incredibly violent match that was on a well-received show and just something that was a spectacle. And with having one match, I think you can go ahead and be a little more tolerant of abusing your body because you know you don't have another match at like, all right, well, I got to get there for the midnight show. And then what's my call time for the noon show? And you don't have those type of factors. So now, to be fair, I do think that Mad Dog was going to go out, especially. Damus only had the one match. He was flying to, I believe it was Phoenix the next day for his stuff, to continue more of his shows. But I think that was something that played into it a big deal. I'm sorry, I forget the second half of the question. Oh, Mad Dog into
FDI. Tying that in, I mean, like, my assumption, and we've kind of talked in the DMs a little bit, or the kayfabe this a little bit, I guess. But, like, I when you told me that he was going to be a part of this tournament, my immediate response was awesome, because coming out that performance at Action Dean, people are going to want this. And you were like, yep, that's a big reason why we put him in there. So I mean, those are the kind of performances, and the SCI tournament really is like, I'm not as blowing smoke as you're here. That's the tournament I look forward to the most every year in pro wrestling. Like, it's a really prestigious tournament, and the names that have come through that thing and gone on to bigger things and become mainstays as like main event level talent on the indie scene. And I mean, it's very important to be a part of that tournament, and it's a very coveted spot to be one of the people that's chosen. So that's a big performance and big rewards for Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog is somebody that I had my eye on for a while. He's doing a lot of good work, like his feud with Manders and in St. Louis Anarchy, which I had a lot of people tell me, like, oh, you got to watch this match. It's like, I've seen it. I agree with you. You know, so he's somebody who's been doing good work. I think what we were able to do with this is take and blow it up on a hopefully on a more national scale for him with the nature of the show, but just showcase what somebody like Connolly has been doing on these shows for some time. And you know, I really liked his work. It was violent as hell. I'm a fan of that. I like violence. You know, when you get an opportunity like this, like there's no small opportunities. I will say we've had some small things, small chance meetings lead into futures or SCI bookings, lead into coming into Action. I mean, I can even, you know, there's one story I won't tell because it's a digression, but just making a small intro and this wrestler is now the headliner in a promotion where they were just like, hey, you know, if you have anything for this guy, he's going to do you a solid and drive somebody to the show. He'll be around if you have anything. And you get over, you be easy to work with. Those are the keys. Those are the real keys. I don't work with people that I don't want to be around. I refuse to do it. So, you know, if you can be as difficult or as weird sounding on Twitter, keep up your character, whatever. But as long as you're with me, you're easy to deal with personally in the DMs and at shows, I'm happy to work with somebody. And you know, Mad Dog took advantage of a single match, and you know, it's hopefully going to propel him to other things. You know, SCI, I don't see as a final destination or anything either. I mean, that's just a bigger stepping stone to something else, hopefully.
To piggyback off of SCI, actually Skylar Russell, who helps out with the rankings. First off, he said, "Can you put me over?" So if you want to put over Skylar, fine. If you want to bury Skylar, that's even more appreciated on this show.
Well, Skylar, I'm running a show in May, and Skylar is going to his wife's elementary graduation. Like, that's more important, her class graduating, than going to Action Wrestling. So Skylar, you're buried. He's already bought his tickets for his Friday night show, so I can bury him for a minute now. Skylar's great. And he's one of the ones with a couple other fans who do our Action Awards. They asked me if they could do it, and I was like, all right, if you're going to do awards, I want them to be completely legit. I don't want anything to do with them. I will happily publicize them, but you do all the work and just tell me what to tweet and what to announce, and I'll retweet stuff. And Skylar's done great. So he's done a great job spreading the word and telling people and writing about us, which is awesome.
Well, he had a write-in question. I'm interested in this as well, because you just mentioned Mad Dog and how the performance from Dean kind of propelled him to the SEI tournament. When the SEI tournament is announced and when participants are announced, when do you have the idea of, I want these people for this tournament? Like, how far out or how close to does this kind of all come together in your head?
Well, SCI is booked by myself and Scott Hensley, with input from others, like, just for example, Dylan Hales and Jaden Newman. They're with our partner promotion, Total Wrestling Entertainment, TWE in Chattanooga. They're also on IWTV. Please check them out. They stream live pretty often, Saturday at 8 o'clock for their shows. I would say me and Scott have the first discussion the Sunday or Monday after SCI. So we are talking stuff a year out without even knowing the date. We might be discussing, and now when we discuss it, it's not locked in place. Winners have often changed and been altered, and opening round matches get tinkered with, and ideas change, because we want to be fluid. We want to react. There's one particular company that made a booking decision very far in advance, and I did not, you know, I wasn't a booker. I didn't have authority, but I could see it. They just didn't want to change their minds. And I was like, it's the absolute wrong decision. And, you know, it ended up being a dud, and it looks even weirder several years later, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we don't want to lock ourselves in. But we are discussing it constantly. We have already had certain things we've discussed for 2025, both SCI and Futures. Especially even more so for Futures, we're keeping our eye on talent, because for our 9-person Futures tournament, we only have one shot at them. They only get to do the 9-person Futures tournament one time. SCI, you can be in multiple times. So, you know, there's not necessarily that impetus with SCI. You can bring somebody back the next year. We can do different storytelling than we can at our future show. So, you know, like, for example, with Futures, it might be a name might come up. And it's like, well, let's see where they are at this time next year before potentially inviting them, because we really want to try to maximize everything we possibly can. There's no wasted spots on a show. There's no gimmies. Everything is earned. Sometimes you take a chance on a talent who you know, sometimes you might be early on a talent. There's been people in wrestling that I've been in early on, and they didn't quite develop where I thought they might till later. Other times it just never happens. They never develop into what you think, but you know, you're projecting. And I'm sorry, I'm in the parking lot right now of my son's inside taking batting practice. So there's some people coming and going in the parking lot.
Nice. My
9-year-old, who has had an official TWE our 4-2-3 chaos match is in there, hopefully sharpening its baseball skills.
There you go. No, it's no problem at all. It's a nice day outside right now. The connection's been pretty good for the most part, knock on wood. Been a couple spotty parts, but we were able to hear you just fine. And so I don't know if you're able to tell me this, but I'm just curious to ask, since you kind of mentioned that, how fluid it can be as far as like the decision making, like how you don't stay married to one idea and you kind of go based on reaction and stuff. When's like the latest that you made a decision change that affected the outcome of the SCI? Like, have we ever been like mid tournament in that decision change, or was it always like going into it, you knew it was going to happen at least before the show?
Oh yeah. We have definitely changed stuff. I will not be specific, but there was one year that we went in and we knew going in that we were going to decide and book the second half on Saturday. And the winner was not officially chosen. I think we basically knew who it was going to be, but it was not officially 100% signed off on until after futures at, I think, a Pizza Hut locally to Saudi Daisy High School or wherever we ran that year. Usually it's going to be the big meetings either happen right outside wherever you could eat a Saudi Daisy, if that's where it was, or Scott and I often do a post run through of Cookout. So whatever we had to discuss, it was either in the drive through line at Cookout or at a Pizza Hut in Saudi Daisy.
Okay. What's your Cookout order?
Yes, that was going to be, that's the most important question we can ask, is what's the Cookout order?
All right. So I will get a shake sometimes. I'm not always in the mood for a shake, but I like having a BLT that I can stash for a little bit later. And I like having a dog and a burger, and I'll mix up what I like on the dog and burger. I'll mix up what I have toppings wise, but that's generally it. BLT, dog, burger.
Okay. Now, do you do any sides, like, cause they do like the cheese curds and like the hush puppies and no sides. Okay.
Not much of a sides guy.
You can get a BLT on the side, like it, you know, Cookout. The side is half the time the actual main course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had like the Frito pie, and it's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I miss the Cookout. I'm in Ohio. I'm from North Carolina, and that's, I don't know if it's ever going to make its way to Ohio. It needs to, though. Anytime I'm down south, I always got to make the Cookout stop. Cookout and Bojangles.
Big fan of Cookout.
Yes. I've got one about 15 minutes from me. And I had one about 15 minutes from me in Nashville as well. So the last decade has been accessible to a Cookout, which has been nice. You mentioned the TWE. This is kind of a multi-layered question, but one thing that's been pretty cool to see from a fan perspective is how many companies are using the TWE arena, how it's become a hub for the Southeast for so many promotions. I've told this story on the show before, and actually with him on the show, and we interviewed him a while back, but Jaden Newman years ago, I talked to him while he was in the crowd watching the SCI tournament. He had started wrestling and he was getting bookings, but he wasn't quote unquote established enough to be a part of the SCI. And I remember talking to him in the crowd that day and him literally telling me his biggest goal in wrestling was just to get in that tournament. We were in his high school that he had graduated from. We're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. And what's it like seeing TWE and Jaden Newman in particular, because he's gone from wanting to be in the tournament to helping you book the thing.
Yeah, it's rewarding. It's rewarding because, you know, we can jokingly talk about how these are my kids, but that's a term of endearment for, you know, these are people I look out for and I try to advise and I recommend to other people. There's somebody, you know, I'm starting to consider him one of my kids. He's wanting to run shows. And I'm like, all right, here's certain things you have to do, whether it's going to come, you know, whether it's going to lead to anything or not, you have to do this for reasons. Because you want to make sure you're doing things the right way. But it's rewarding. We've had a good experience at TWE. Myself, I've been able to wrestle in TWE a few times. I've done managing there, not in some time, but I used to go up fairly regularly. I really enjoy the building. I enjoy the people. Jaden is a hard worker. He's totally driven to be as good as he can. He has done multiple tours of Europe. And he's a 10-year veteran, and he's only, is he 25 or 26 now?
Yeah,
You know, and he's got a decade in. I mean, he's got, you know, people who are just starting and they're his age, but he's, you know, they're the young boy to him. And he's also passing on his knowledge. When he goes on car rides, he puts some of his students in there so they can get experience, meet other people. And he's trying to do things. And, you know, like Scott, Dylan, and I, Jaden, we always talk about wanting to do the right things, but also pass it on because, you know, Jaden, when he was coming up, didn't always have the veterans to kind of show the way and lead him. And we're trying to change that and turn him into a veteran who can be a leader in that Chattanooga area.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, you're not the first person I've heard say that. I've heard many people that are like mentors to Jaden say that, like, he just needed like the guidance, and he's like been on, I mean, what he's doing has been incredible. So, I'm a very big fan, obviously. You know, somebody, obviously I want to talk about Action Forever a little bit. There's plenty of stuff. I mean, I could talk to you for hours about all these talents and, you know, the how big of a fan I am of all these people and the stuff you got going on. But Action Forever is coming up. That is this weekend. It's on Friday night, correct?
Friday night, 7:30 PM Eastern, live on the award-winning IWTV.
Yes. And you got some big matches. One of the big matches you've got is Action Wrestling champion Alex Kane, former MLW world champion. He's taking on Manders, former SCI tournament winner, for that title. Can you tell us a little bit about that match and what people should expect out of that one?
Yeah. You know, they had a match 2 months ago that had a whole lot of interference, and Manders didn't quite get a fair shot. Last month there was a six-man tag with him, Rico Gonzalez, and Bobby Flacco against the Good Hand. Good Hand attacked Manders before he even got his gear on, and he was out of the match. So, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that's a match between two guys who are very hard hitting, like to throw. Both of them can technically wrestle, but this is one of those big boy type of matches where they're gonna throw some heat. Just to follow up on the example I was talking about earlier, though, you know, how Alex Kane came into my universe is we decided during the COVID years, hey, let's try to run Futures as a standalone event. In that was October 2020, much later than we usually did. But we pitched it. So I did an action. We did an action show on a Friday night. We did Futures Saturday at 2:00. And then there was a TWE event Saturday at 8:00. And that was the first time I met Alex Kane. Scott Hensley had been going down to Pro South in Piedmont, Alabama, seen him, really liked him, and he impressed the shit out of me and was like, all right, you got to come in next month at Action. So we got him in, and it's like, well, we got to bring him back, and that was 3.5 years ago. I'm looking forward to doing that one again. I like to do rematches when you can tell stories, and I think we're working on a pretty good one with Kane and Manders.
I want to ask about working with Mustafa Ali, who is coming into the territory here, and now his gimmick is that he's a little bit of a jerk. We've interviewed him in character. You know, he's taking his campaign very seriously. He's just coming in, no one can touch him. But you mentioned working with good people, and by all accounts, Mustafa Ali is a very good person to work with, and is very helpful. I don't know if you want to break kayfabe on his gimmick and put him over, but just working with Ali.
I have not had the opportunity to meet him yet. He's been completely personable, dealing with over email, and just very, you know, just very easy, which is a great sign, very polite. I'm looking forward to meeting him on Friday. I'm going to pick him up from the airport myself, to try to establish that relationship. I'm looking forward to it because when I started Action Wrestling, I will say that I thought the two wrestlers who would typify what my ideal version of Action would be were Mustafa Ali and Buddy Murphy. Those were the two that I thought when I, you know, when I'm thinking fast paced action, that's what's in my head, is a Ali Murphy match. So to have one of the two in is very exciting. That's happening because of our friends, the Wrestling Junkies podcast. They're helping out a lot with that. And Ali versus Landon Hale, I know, is a dream match. We've worked on this for months, and oh my gosh, I can't believe it's almost here.
Yeah, looking forward. That's a big one. Another big match, is Cruel defending that IWTV championship against Adam Priest. And I mean, for people who may not know, these guys are very linked to one another and have been for a very long time. I don't know how much I want to talk, but I'm almost positive Adam Priest talked about this when we interviewed him. But like the two of them, like they've traveled the roads together. Like they've worked a lot of the same shows. Like they've known each other a very long time, and they have been feuding with one another. And there has been a lot of buildup heading into this IWTV championship match. And for my money, listen, there's a lot of great independent talent. There's a lot of people who I would love to see hold that IWTV championship. But I mean, if you had a gun to my head and said, who do I think, given all the circumstances right now, should be the next champion? I'd say Adam Priest. And I feel like there's a good chance he could be a new champion.
Well, do you remember at the Restival when it was when Matt Tremont ended up with it? And won a gauntlet match. Do you recall who Matt Tremont beat for it? It was Adam Priest.
Yeah.
I've told this to a lot of people. I firmly believe that Adam Priest is the most underrated wrestler in the Southeast. And out of every single wrestler on the Indies who has never had a contract, I think he's the most deserving, because he's got the nickname Any Style for a reason. He can do, you know, he can do a technical wrestling match, and then he can go into the pit at ICW and just absolutely have great matches in both. He can work with anybody. He could do an opening match. He can do a main event. He could go 7 minutes. He could go 20. And Cruel is somebody in his alter ego. You know, we used to talk about what he envisioned and wanted. And that was to break out of Georgia and break out of the Southeast, because Georgia Indies can be a trap. You can wrestle Friday night, Saturday night, almost every weekend, and have a career, and you've only wrestled in four towns, and you know nobody really knows you, and that can be a trap. If you're talented and you want to get seen on the national scene, which is my goal. My goal has never been to run a local Georgia promotion. I have friends who do those, and that's great. They only care about drawn fans every 2 weeks, and that's I love that for them, because they usually do good numbers, they sell concessions, that's what they're concerned with. Me, I wanted to run a national level promotion. That's why shows like having Dean Have Fun Be Sad in Tampa in 2021, running the Action Futures in Tennessee. I want to be a national level promotion. You know, the amount of resources we have are scant, but that's my goal. You know, Cruel wanted that. He wanted to be a national level guy. And the two of them are very similar in they want to go ahead and they want to nail the storytelling aspects so that people really care what they're doing and it has impact. And they've taken this feud to Southern Honor, to ICW, and I'm trying to think if there's anywhere where else. I believe they've done it in a couple other shows. And you know, that's cool. That's an IWTV feud that spans different promotions. That's very cool. This isn't an action only match. So, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. One, I have to imagine that Cruel's work in a former lifetime is what probably helped get him on MLW's radar years back. And then I will say MLW's his most recent run at MLW, I think they've utilized him a lot better than the first run. Just personally, like, I'm a big fan of his. I've said it 1,000 times. When I see that guy, he looks like money. It's just like, do you see the size on that dude? He's athletic. And then he starts like jumping over the top rope with the Undertaker. And you're like, what? This guy's got it all.
Yeah. And I think the biggest mistake that some people think is that Cruel only gets what he has. Once you get to see him several times, you don't think this anymore, but I know that there's a, you know, oh, he's super tall, so of course he gets opportunities. And That's not the case. If he were 6 inches shorter, he'd still be a guy because he is talented, and not just physically talented, but he's incredibly smart. He's like me. We kick a lot of ideas. I will come up with, you know, 9 ideas and take the 10th one and put it into practice, because I think that's how you nail the best actual thing. I'm not married to any idea. Just like we talk about with SEI, we have a plan that we're moving towards, but things may shift. You know, I'm happy to go ahead and change things, add things, use an old idea, you know, reference something, because that's all storytelling too.
Yeah, one of the best ideas I think I've ever seen like executed. I don't know who to give credit to, because this was years ago. I don't know if I should be giving you credit, should be giving Dylan Hales credit, Scott Hensley. I'm not sure, but I remember years ago, the SCI tournament, or sorry, the SCI Rumble, when AC Mack won it, just entering last. Like, that was such a good idea. You didn't have to come in and eliminate anyone. Everyone was out of the match. He just like slid in, and he was the last one in and won. It was such a heel move.
I think the last two was it Jaden and O'Shea Edwards. That idea creatively was not mine. It had been in the can for a while before I came involved in booking SCI. I became one of the SCI bookers right after the 2018 show.
Gotcha.
And that was an idea that was in the can. I helped craft it a little bit, but it was a beautiful idea. It was brilliant, because who has the balls to do something like that? You know, you have 29 go in, 29 go out, and then, you know, and this is the hazards of filming in a parking lot. There's a very loud truck.
Yes.
But
I just saw the message, Matt. I gotta get out of here in a second.
Yeah, I do have to wrap up shortly.
So,
I do have to wrap up shortly. If that's okay.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, any last questions?
No, I was going to go ahead and say, let everybody know where they can follow you at, plug the show that's on Friday on IWTV, and anything else you want to get out there and promote.
Yes. You can follow us right there at Wrestle Action 1. We're on Facebook, Action Wrestling 1, as well as Instagram. Me personally, at Matt the Mouth is my Twitter handle. We're on IWTV Live on Friday, the 26th, with Action Forever. It is our 6-year anniversary show. And looking back to year one, where it was in a very basic building, we had no banners, we had no nothing. We set up a ring. It's really cool to see how we've been able to grow and, you know, we've done 2 700 people houses this year at some of our school partner shows. So that's, please check us out. You know, if you're new to IWTV, promo code ACTION. And please watch us on IWTV. Also at Smart Mark Video, the Dean Blu-ray just came out. If you're interested in physical media, which you should be, you can purchase the Dean Blu-ray on smartmarkvideo.com.
And can I say that cover is fantastic? It's great. So if you've not seen that, you can go to the Action Wrestling Twitter, or just go to Smart Mark and get the actual DVD. Go buy it.
Yes, please do. That was created. We used, I'm going to plug, Daniel Moore had the Dr. Cerebro pose photo. The front and back action photos were Amy Morgor, Jersey photographer, and the design. I came up with the cover based. That's an actual Death Valley Driver review image that they used on the front cover. And obviously the board was just the back. I came up with that, gave it to Skunk Kyle Guthrie, who just absolutely nailed it. I had to give him very few edits, very few suggestions to edit. It was near perfect the way I got it the first time. So, yep, please, Dean on smartmarkvideo.com. It's already selling great, so want to keep that up.
Matt, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Guys, all the links are below to follow the promotion, to order or sign up for IWTV if you're not signed up, or just click directly, watch the show on Friday night. It is Action Forever, celebrating 6 years Action Wrestling. Matt, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Good luck with the show tomorrow, by the time this airs, or 2 days right now. Good luck with the show. Good luck with everything. Guys, we'll be right back here on the Spotlight.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.